Yes,
Bill.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi.
I've just had two conversations on the basis of which I'm in a position to virtually assure you that with the issuance of a statement by you on this Burnham situation, it'll button up within the next, later today.
That's good. That's wonderful.
That's the MEBA business. Now, I mean, there are two others that have got to be brought into line. We're advised that they will. See, there are two other unions that are on strike. But what we propose to do is to get this, I recommend to you the issuance of this statement. We get the engineers and the company, we have them here at 2 o'clock this afternoon. We button that up this afternoon. I think we will. We then report to you in the morning and probably bring with us, if your schedule permits, the officers of these other two unions. And this statement is one in which you ask me for a final report no later than Wednesday at 5 p.m. And I think we're going to have it cleaned up.
All right. Have you got a statement there?
Yep.
All right. What's it say?
All right. It's rather long. And so I'll read you the first part talks about the economy being hurt and how badly it's been hurt and so forth. I'll read you the key. Would you like it all?
Yeah.
100 ships constituting a vital part of the American Merchant Marine have been lying idle now for 2 months. The economy has been hurt. Millions of dollars have been lost to American ship owners, to the men who work the ships, and to those who depend on their services. The dollar balance has been tilted the wrong way. Efforts within the shipping industry and the administration to develop a new and stronger overall maritime policy have been blocked. Once again, it's a manning issue, how to meet the effects of automation that has created a serious collective bargaining impasse. This is what happened in the airline industry in 61, on the railroads in 62 and 63, and on the docks in 62 and again earlier this year. Manning disputes put collective bargaining to a hard test. They often affect parties, especially unions, other than those involved in the particular case. Settlements reached in earlier cases with different parties on one side or the other affect the later dispute. This is a complicating factor in the present dispute. Furthermore, this is only the latest of a series of manning disputes which have, for similar reasons, been sapping the strength of this industry during the last several years of increasing mechanization of the ships and the merchant marine. And this is the important language, an industry-wide procedure, or a uniform pattern of procedures for the handling of manning and related issues in the maritime industry has become an absolute necessity. Such a procedure cannot be developed in a single set of negotiations, and settlement of the present dispute should not be held up while the necessary broader procedures are established. I have today asked the Secretary of Labor and Mr. George Meany, President of the AFL-CIO, to undertake the development, with the participation of all unions and associations in the maritime industry, of effective procedures for resolving manning and related issues arising from the mechanization and retrofitting of ships. A general charter for the establishment of such procedures is contained in the unanimous automation report of the President's Advisory Committee on Labor Management Policy. And I quote from that about the handling of automation disputes, or you do. Then going on, the contemplated procedures, and this is very important language, the contemplated procedures to be effective must provide the fullest practicable assurance that manning and related issues be settled without interruption of operations, which means no strike. Such procedures must be based on the concurrence and participation of all private parties whose interests are affected and must achieve a parity of procedures insofar as interrelated interests are affected. I have asked Secretary Wirtz and Mr. Meany to report the results of their undertaking to me with accompanying recommendations if this is appropriate at the earliest possible time and in any event within 6 months. They will advise me if an extension of this period appears necessary. I will then take or propose such action as appears appropriate in the light of their report. I propose to see to it that this problem, which involves public and private interests alike, is met fully and effectively. It will be essential to the working out of these procedures that while they're being developed, there will be no interruption of operations resulting from disputes over manning or related issues on automated ships, and that there be no action taken which will make the development of such procedures more difficult. I request and will expect the full cooperation of all shipping associations and unions in the development of such procedures, recognizing existing contractual provisions, and also the desirability of establishing a parity of manning dispute procedures. I urge that the manning disputes procedure issue between the AMMI and the MEBA be quickly resolved in reliance upon the establishment of procedures under the auspices indicated in this statement.
and in general conformance with the recommendation made to them by the Secretary of Labor on July 30th. It is imperative that negotiations between the AMMI and the Master Mates and Pilots Association and those between the Institute and the American Radio Association also be quickly concluded. I recommend that if it's necessary, any remaining issue in any of these three cases be submitted to settlement procedures to be prescribed by the Secretary of Labor. I have asked Secretary Wirtz to report to me regarding this situation by no later than 5 p.m. Wednesday, August 18. It is the intent of this action and these proposals that they will result in the speedy resumption of operation of the ships which are now idle. My broader intent is that there be established in this industry an effective and fair method of dispute settlement which is essential to the future of the American Merchant Marine.
Two things occur to me. No employer or commerce or any of them involved, just Secretary of Labor and Meany. Why don't you put somebody on the other side reporting back to? Is it because strictly labor problem?
No, there is a very special reason for that. Jack Connor has asked and has announced publicly that he proposes not to be included in any procedure of this kind because the question of subsidies is a separate matter and he doesn't want to get a little pregnant on it. That the subsidy thing has got to be handled separately. And he feels that if he were involved in this procedure, then anything that was done in collective bargaining would require the subsidy approval. And he wants to keep that independent. So that the pattern of this is that not this latest draft, but the earlier document, has his complete concurrence, and he has announced publicly and specifically that he does not want the Department of Commerce involved in the manning
part. He won't any employer.
That's correct. Now, this the procedure, the Secretary of Labor Meany procedure, is 100% acceptable to management for the reason that these are principally inter-union disputes.
All right, I'm just thinking about the average fella looking at it. Now, the second thing is, seemed like to me if we could, we ought to eliminate the first part of that statement. That's a pretty severe indictment of us and of the country and of labor and the balance statements and everything. I think we can say that to them, but I don't want to sell the country. Although we've lost more time the first 6 months this year in strikes and any period in recent years, I don't think they realize it, and I think nearly everybody feels like that there's a reasonable good taste between the two, and I don't want to point up how bad they really are unless we have to. So if you can just eliminate and get out of that first sentence that you said is very important.
An industry-wide procedure for the handling, the manning, and related issues in the maritime
industry. Is essential.
Is essential.
And then cut out what you say about why, what leads up to it,
all right
up there.
Okay.
Talk about how much time we've lost and how bad it's tilted on balance payment. I just eliminate that. And then this gobbledygook you got there, nobody will understand it. When you settle it, why, it'll be fine.
Yep. Okay.
That suits you?
It's an improvement. Yep. One other thing that bothers me about it is this reference to in any event within 6 months. My situation is such that if you were to say you think that's too long to be talking about, I'd like to be able just to strike that.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, what are you going to do? Issue that when?
I'd like to get it out as fast as we can.
I just have Bill call it to the Austin office and release it there and here, too.
Release it immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Bye.